Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Jasiya. Primarily, there's just one narrative or one text which is reported in this regard with two different chains of narration. Both these narratives or both these chains of narration are such that Ubay ibn Ka'b reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The text of the narrative which is found in Al-Wasit, which is Bahiri's Tafsir, I'm going to just read out that text before you. So the words are, Man qara hamim al-jasiya satarallahu awratahu wa sakana rawratahu yawm al-hisab. Which means, person recites Surah Jasiya, the Almighty will cover his private parts and he will also remove his fear on the Day of Judgment. So this is what this narrative says. Now, as far as this text is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasit, Hafiz ibn Hajar says, that is totally concocted because of the existence of two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments to make in his book, Tahzib al-Kamal, from various Rijal authorities. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in say that Salam ibn Sulaym is laysa bishay. And another comment that he has made is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani say that he's ghayru siqa. Similarly, Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Zaif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he's matruk. And at another place, Imam Nasai's comments are laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Baghvi says that he's Zaiful hadith jiddan. And one of the comments of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash also is that he's a kazzab, that he's a liar. So we can see from these details that perhaps it is the existence of these two narrators which has led Hafiz ibn Hajar to say that this narrative is absolutely concocted. And since both these narrators also exist in Salavi's Tafsir, the way this narrative has been reported there is no reason that we should not regard it to be concocted as well. So in a nutshell, we can say that this narrative is absolutely baseless. It cannot be ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to understand the surah, is to read it with a good translation, and to reflect on its message. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات